like lambs among wolves. Luke 10, verses 1 to 24. Refusing to be discouraged by his apprentices' unfaithfulness, the Lord Jesus chose a group of 70 apprentices, just as Moses had chosen 70 elders for Israel. Then Jesus sent them out, two by two, pointing back to the Creator's rescue mission in the time of Noah and the flood. These 70 went into every city and place where Jesus was about to go, thereby expanding his rescue mission to all creation. Jesus said to them before they left, "There are many people to gather into the saving harvest of the Creator's rule, but there are not many workers. Therefore beg the Creator to send out more faithful workers who will proclaim his rule with their words and lives. Now go. I'm sending you as humble and non-violent lambs into the midst of arrogant and violent wolves. I want you to rely on the Creator for everything. Therefore, do not take money or supplies. Go barefoot in order to show that all creation is now the Creator's holy ground. Do not let anyone stop you or sidetrack you from your mission. When you enter a house, first say, 'I bring the Creator's peace and harmony to this house.' If a child of peace and harmony is there, then your peace and harmony will open her heart and home. But if their hardened hearts want nothing to do with the Creator's peace, then they will reject you and offer you nothing. Stay at whatever house welcomes you. Accept their hospitality, food, and drink, for the Creator wants his workers to have shelter and provision. Do not go around staying in different homes, for that may lead people to think you are working the town and trying to make a profit. Whenever you enter into a city that embraces your life and teachings, then eat their food. Give healing to the weak and declare to them, 'The Creator's rule is within your grasp.' But whenever you enter into a city that does not embrace your life and teachings, then go out into its streets and declare, 'If you reject our teachings, then we can have nothing to do with you. We don't even want the dust from your city on our feet. Let it be known, this is your warning. The Creator's rule is within grasp and you are rejecting it. I say to you, when the Creator's judgment comes on that city, it will seem like the city of Sodom that was destroyed with fire had it easy. O cities of Israel, you should know better, because you regularly hear the words of the prophets. You will be condemned, for you are rejecting the Creator's rule that is arriving upon the earth all around you. Even your hated enemies that are full of arrogance, wealth, and power would repent and transform if they were seeing what you see. Their judgment will be easy compared to yours. Do not presume that you will be part of the Creator's new creation, for he is going to tear you down and you will be left in the realm of the dead. Therefore, my apprentices, whoever listens to you is listening to me. Whoever rejects you is rejecting me. And whoever rejects me is rejecting my heavenly Father who sent me." So the 70 went out, and when they returned, they were filled with joy, saying, "Lord, even civilization's spiritual forces and afflictions are powerless in the face of your teachings and way of life." Jesus said to them, "As you spread the Creator's rule, I am witnessing the defeat of the satanic desire to be in control. Look, I have given you authority over every power that stands against the Creator. Like a lamb, you may be persecuted and killed, but nothing will be able to separate you from the Creator. So do not rejoice because you think you have power. Instead, rejoice in humility, because the Creator knows your names and will always have your back." In that same hour, Jesus was filled with the Creator's Spirit and rejoiced, saying, "I pledge my allegiance to you alone, Father, Lord and Creator of heaven and earth, because you have hidden the truth of your way and teachings from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed it to the voiceless on the bottom of civilization. Yes, Father, this is your desire, and it is for the good of the earth as you set all things right. I have nothing and know nothing that isn't my Father's and hasn't come from him. Civilization doesn't know what it means to be a true child of the Creator, because civilization doesn't truly know the Creator and what he is like. Yet it is only through the child of the Creator and his teachings that the truth of the Creator is revealed." Turning to his apprentices, Jesus said, "Privileged are the eyes which truly see the things that are now happening all around you. For I say to you, many prophets and rulers wanted to see the things that you are seeing and did not see them because of their spiritual blindness. And many wanted to listen to the things that you are listening to and did not listen, because of their spiritual deafness. Pay attention. Open your eyes. Open your ears.